This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The United Nations plans to issue a report today saying it's overestimated the size of the AIDS epidemic by about 7 million cases. The study will reflect new data that says instead of the 40 million cases reported last year, there are about 33 million. UN officials say the biggest reason for the revision is because of new and more accurate data from India. Original estimates said that some 5.7 million people in India were infected with AIDS, but now the agency has cut that number in half. Despite the latest revisions, AIDS remains a critical global threat. This week's report predicts that 2.1 million people died of AIDS last year, and about 6,800 people were newly infected every day. While Hollywood writers and Broadway stagehands are striking here in the U.S., French transit workers are in the seventh day of a walkout there. Thousands of civil servants and students in France are expected to join the picket lines with striking transport workers today. The strike is proving to be a major challenge for new French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Eleanor Beardsley has the story from Paris.
Today is being called Black Tuesday for French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who is facing attack on his reform plans on several fronts. Schools are closed, air traffic disrupted, and there are no newspapers in the kiosks as 5 million public sector employees stop work to protest Sarkozy's plan to cut one-third of their jobs. The transport strike has moved into its seventh day, causing continued grief for French commuters. While only 18% of rail workers are still striking, train and metro service is still erratic, and analysts say the movement is becoming more radical. A massive protest march is planned for the afternoon. The French economy is losing $600 million a day. But the government seems to be digging in for a good fight. French Prime Minister François Fillon said this morning that reform plans would not be abandoned just because a few trains aren't running.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Finally, a legal battle over Californication.
The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
Indeed they do. That particular lyric has new poignancy now. Yesterday, the band sued Showtime Networks, that band being the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They sued over the name of the television series Californication, which is also the name of the Chili Peppers' 1999 album and hit single. The suit alleges unfair competition and dilution of the name value, claiming that the word Californication is distinctively associated in the mind of the consumer with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The TV show stars David Duchovny as a writer grappling with a midlife crisis. The show features a character named Danny California, which is also the title of a Chili Peppers song released just last year. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Robert.
They might have a case now.
They have a tad bit of a case.
Isn't it crazy? When I read that line, I'm like, what? What were they thinking?
But this show has been out for a while. What took them so long?
I guess. Well, it's only been out this season.
Yeah, but this they season. Were... Red Hot Chili Peppers, they just finally woke up and went, dude, that's our song.
That's ours. They've been busy. They're a rock man. Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.